Good morning, good people, and thanks again for joining us this Saturday for our public affairs block. We're going to be talking this morning to Professor Ryan Day. Professor Day, welcome. Thanks for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And Professor Day is a doctoral student at Auburn University, and he is doing his dissertation research on African-American survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And now, Professor Day, I remember when the common wisdom was that childhood sexual abuse just didn't happen in the African-American community.
That is correct.
But your research is showing that before they turn 18, one in six boys is going to experience some form of sexual abuse, and one in four girls will experience some form of sexual abuse. Can you tell us what that's about and how you decided to get into this research?
Well, actually, it all started with the CDC study, the Adverse Childhood Male Treatment Study that was done in 2007, where they actually found out these alarming statistics. It's that one in six boys and one in four girls were experiencing some form of sexual abuse. But one of the other disparities that we have in the mental health community, because I'm also a licensed professional counselor serving in the Atlanta area, is that when it comes to African Americans, a lot of us do not disclose, a lot of us don't talk about it. We often have avoidant behaviors, which allow us to just keep those issues and those past hurts and wounds and those experiences to actually just be hidden for a really long time. And what actually happens is it doesn't really affect us, so we really don't really get help until we are full-grown adults, rather than getting the help early throughout our childhood. So this is something that I really wanted to kind of talk about or really deal with. I've done actual trauma workshops in Georgia, and I'm also doing them on a national scale as well. I do them for actual counselors, psychologists, social workers, and I also do them for communities and churches as well, or places of worship. So this is something that I'm definitely serious about. I really want to help our community. I really want to get this information out there so that the professionals can know what are some better ways that we can really address this issue with the African American community.
And I think, Professor Day, one of the challenges is in our history, African Americans really have not had the luxury of mental health. It was, you know, just keep your head down, do what you're supposed to do. Right. If you're in pain, be in pain. Just keep quiet about it. Keep moving. Is it just that we're in this new era where now that African Americans maybe have a little bit more luxury to address some of these issues? Is it just that we're not familiar enough to know that, you know, depression is a real thing? You should get help for it. You know, sexual abuse, childhood trauma is a real thing that you should get help for it. Is it a cultural shift that we've got to take to make sure that we avail ourselves to mental health?
That is correct. Actually, there's another study that talks about that African Americans are 1.5 times less likely to get therapy or mental health counseling treatment for any disorder or illness or any mental health issue at all when compared to our Caucasian and white counterparts. And that's kind of alarming, you know, because the services are there. We have the help. We have the resources. We're starting to see more churches now that are opening Christian counseling centers but having licensed professional staff on board, but still even getting individuals to just go and get the help. The help is there. And actually what we are finding out is that hurt people hurt people. So we keep this cycle of continuous hurt going. Look, it happened to me in my past, and, you know, I never dealt with it, or I never wanted to talk about it, or I never wanted to address it, or and even going further, I never wanted to get the proper treatment for it. You know, I am definitely a believer that counseling works, and just to kind of tell just a brief story of myself, I'm a survivor of it. It happened to me when I was 11 years old, and I really didn't see the effects till my later adulthood when I was like 24, 23 years old, and I was actually married. So really struggled with it, got a divorce. And when I went to therapy, I kind of just seeing that, you know, it, yes, the depression and the panic attacks, the issues and things that I were having were an offset of something that happened so many years ago that was never dealt with. And I do understand that individuals definitely do not want to talk about it, and that's fine. Trust me, no one wants to make anyone want to talk about something that's so hard to deal with. But this is something that we should kind of address or just to start talking about.
So back to your research. The website is mytraumastory.com. You are specifically looking for African-American survivors of childhood sexual abuse. To participate in the research, you must be 19 years old or older. You must reside in Metro Atlanta area, the main 15 counties, and identify yourself as African-American or biracial. What do you hope this research gathering is going to do? What is the end result of this?
The end result and the end goal, I am totally hoping from getting participants and within the African American community to participate, is that hopefully we get the help that we need, or we just get information, just give individuals an opportunity to talk about that traumatic story. It is a 10-minute, it probably takes less than 10 minutes, honestly, and it's totally anonymous. We have no way to track it. We're not asking no self-identifying information. I actually developed a website myself. So if an individual at the end of taking it feels that, I really want to get some help, I want to get some more information, there are resources on that website that they can actually get connected with. Crisis center hotlines, numbers and websites to various nonprofit and mental health agencies. They can even get connected to an actual therapist within their area. But the goal is hopefully that individuals can start addressing it or talking about it, or even if they never want to do anything, they can still take the 10-minute anonymous online survey and just participate. And the information that we receive will be totally beneficial to the mental health stability of an African-American community.
So, again, it's mytraumastory.com. If you are an African-American survivor of childhood sexual abuse, go to that website, participate in this ongoing survey. And I think one of the other things that we just at least need to say is that there is no shame to children who were abused this way. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what you think as a child, you're still the child, even if you thought, well, I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway, or I could have got out of it, but I went. Right. All of these rationalizations sometimes that children use to try to say, well, it wasn't that person, it was me. Those are things that can go away.
That is correct. And actually, what we're finding out is that people usually thought that if we talk about it at it would actually increase the chances of the child getting hurt even more. And that's not true at all. If you actually deal with it earlier, it actually helps that child or that individual to kind of cope with it a little bit better. But regardless if individuals actually have to address it later on in life, it doesn't matter. If you get the help now, later, childhood or adulthood, if you get it, counseling is beneficial. So even if you get it from your religious leaders, clergy members, or the licensed mental health professionals such as psychiatrists, LPCs, licensed professional counselors, psychologists, just get the help.
I think, Ryan, Professor Ryan Day, you're saying get the help. Hurt people.
That is correct.
Get the help. Thank you so much, Professor Day, for joining us in the studio this morning, and good luck with your research. Again, I'm going to say that website one more time, mytraumastory.com, less than 10 minutes, over 19 years of age, reside in Atlanta, identifies African-American. Help us get this research to get help for folks.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you.